to the AFH podcast. We hope you had a good Mother's Day and are looking forward to a great Memorial Day next weekend. AFH is an all-breed dog rescue group serving the D.C. metro area, and you can find us online at www.aforeverhome.org. I'm David, joined by my daughter, Lauren.
Hello, this is episode 18, and we are going to preview some upcoming AFH events, introduce you to our dog of the month, Fiona the Chi, which leads to our Know Your Breed topic, Chihuahuas. We also have a new interactive segment called What Is Your Favorite? More on that later. Let's get started with some upcoming exciting AFH news.
Right you are, Lauren. We have some important dates to get on your calendars. First up is the AFH Imagine Summer Gala to be held on July 10th from 5 to 11 p.m. at Raspberry Plain in Leesburg. Just like it sounds, this is a formal event with dinner, dancing, and the whole gala experience. Tickets are $175 for individuals or $300 per couple. AFH is working hard to raise money for our forever home, a permanent headquarters where we will have space to help more dogs. Raspberry Plain is a beautiful venue, and this promises to be one of our biggest and best events ever, so get your tickets early. On June 11th, we are doing a very cool Paint Your Pet fundraiser in conjunction with the Art Station at Brown's Chapel in Reston. Tickets are $60 or $55 if you purchase by May 22nd. And what happens is this. You send in a picture of your dog or other pet, and they will have a sketch ready for you to finish at the event. And you end up with a neat, unique painting of your pet, and AFH gets a portion of the proceeds. This may be hard to imagine, so go to our website, www.aforeverhome.org, and take a look at the pictures. Children 11 and older can participate with an adult. We look forward to seeing you there.
Our dog of the month is Fiona the Chi. She is 5 years old and a Chihuahua mix. From her picture, she is bigger than the average Chihuahua, looking closer to 15-20 pounds, and walks well on a leash and is house trained. Fiona loves to cuddle and is good with other dogs. She would be a good fit with any family. You can see her at the available dogs section of our website, www.aforeverhome.org. Give her a look.
And that leads us to our Know Your Breed segment, a new feature we started last month to learn more about different dog breeds. The Chihuahua is interesting because generally we think people know that they are very small, in fact, the smallest dog breed, and originated in Mexico in the state of Chihuahua. With a shout out to Wikipedia and, wait for it, ChihuahuaWardrobe.com, I'm not making that up, for this info. The state of Chihuahua is contiguous to Mexico, New Mexico and Texas, and is the largest by land area of the 31 states in Mexico. While it is agreed that Chihuahuas originated in Mexico and were plentiful in Chihuahua, their overall history is a bit murky. They are thought to be descended from the Tachichi, a companion dog of the Toltec civilization, going back to at least the 9th century, but with some archaeological evidence of art depicting Tachichis dating back to 300 BC. The vital stats are these. Their height, they're 6 to 10 inches, weight 4 to 6 pounds for both males and females. So you've seen these dogs. We all know what Chihuahuas look like. They're extremely cute. They have a lifespan of 12 to 20 years. And have two head types, apple and deer. We'll say this too. A lot of people think, and if you've been around Chihuahuas at all, that they're very kind of hyper, and there's a certain amount of truth to that. But they just need a moderate amount of exercise. They don't need, an inordinate amount of exercise.
Much less than like a border collie
right,
or something.
Exactly
like
right. So we could go on and on. There's a lot more to learn about Chihuahuas, but they're extremely interesting. And suffice it to say this. They make great companions. Check them out on our website. We have several. And I hope you like this new segment. It's fun to learn more about all these different breeds.
Okay, it's time to introduce another new segment. What's your favorite? Which we hope will be interactive, but we need your help on that part. This month's topic is, what's your favorite dog-related movie? It can be a movie about a dog, or just a dog in a movie that you liked. Mine is Beethoven. Beethoven is a very cute story where a family finds a dog
And yeah, it's a big dog.
Yeah.
Right? Which,
but it's
not
a puppy.
Saint Bernard, but it's... I forget which breed.
It's a puppy when they find it, and they take it in to their heart, to their house, and when they're trying to figure out what to name it, one of the daughters is playing a Beethoven song on the piano, and he starts singing along to the name in Beethoven, and basically the dad doesn't really want Beethoven at first, but after a series of events, he decides that he is good for the family.
Yeah, I believe that's Charles Grodin is the lead actor, the lead dad, and he's a great actor and funny. Mine is Benji. Now, this is a movie many of you, I'm going to date myself here, many of you my age and around my age will remember this. But the younger Lauren's age, and you know, you guys may not have ever heard of this movie, but it's a very cute movie. I went back and looked up some of the interesting facts here because I had to remind myself. It was a movie that came out in October of 1974. I was 5 years old. You can do the math. I thought I was a little older than that when it came out, but really cute movie. And at the time, this movie was made for $750,000, and it grossed $45 million. Which it was even more, you know, 30 years ago. But it's a movie about and I went back and looked, too. The dog that starred in the movie was a shelter dog named Higgins, who played Benji, which I thought was a nice fit here. But it's about a dog who is on its own in a Texas town, and two kids befriend him, and there's a series of kind of suspenseful adventures. So it was a big hit back in the day. Check it out. But this could be, again, any dog-related movie that you want to tell us about. It could be Old Yeller. It could be Air Bud. It could be any.
It could be any. There are lots of dog movies out there. Just pick one that you like.
And again, it doesn't have to be a movie like a dog movie, just if there's a dog in a movie that you liked, you know, not even the centerpiece, but you liked it. All right.
So, let us know what your favorite dog movie is. You can do this through Twitter, which is at A Forever Home, or on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/AFH2002. We will share the feedback we get next month.
That's right, folks. So what we want to see is just a bunch of random, hey, David and Lauren, my favorite dog movie is X. You know, that's just shout them out to us on the social media, and that's what we want to see. We're trying to see if anyone's listening out there. We want to see some interaction here. I hope this is fun for you guys. It was fun for me, I know, to go back and learn more about Benji. Okay. Last thing for this month is don't forget about our upcoming Adoption Day events on Sundays from 1 to 4 at the Petco in Greenbrier Town Center, 13053 Lee Jackson Memorial Highway, Route 50, just west of the intersection with the Fairfax County Highway. We are not having an event this coming weekend, May 24th through to Memorial Day, but we will have events on May 31st and June 7th and 14th. So we hope to see you there. And remember, you can check out all our available dogs at www.foreverhome.org and find out more information about the adoption process and how to volunteer with AFH. That is it for this month.
Thanks for listening.
Have a great Memorial Day. See you soon.
Bye.